Sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace. Amen. The image of a stopwatch is iconic. The runner makes her last turn around the backside of the track. As she sprints toward her coach, the stopwatch spins away, waiting to be stopped just as she crosses the line. Aha! A new personal record. The majestic rocket sits on its launch pad, smoke and steam already billowing out from underneath its massive engines, while an unseen voice reaches the final countdown. 3, 2, 1, ignition and liftoff in a roar of thunder and a pillar of fire. Sunday evening on TV, the familiar quarter-second ticks can be heard in the background as the host announces, "Those stories and more, tonight on 60 Minutes. We're obsessed with time. How many clocks do each of us have in our own homes? How many days a week do we ask, what time is it? Is it time to go? Is it time to leave? When will it be time? How will we know when it is time? Or how many of us have heard, when will we be there? How much longer will it take? When I was a summer staff leader years ago at camp, I counted it a blessing that I learned to stop wearing a watch during the days of the week when we led our cabin groups through the routine of camp schedule. I ditched the watch and instead learned to listen for the next bell to ring. That became the signal to move from one activity to another. We would be at the art barn creating masterpieces. But then the bell would ring and it would be time to make our way to the dining hall for lunch. Then off to our cabins for quiet time until the bell rang. And then it was time for swimming at the waterfront. I became comfortable, indeed at peace, with the chance to give up asking myself and others, is it time? When will it be time? Only the sound of the next bell invited us to look beyond what was happening right in that moment. Time passed, for sure, but I became unbound from its captivity. And the best part of it was that when a camper would ask, what's going to happen next, or when do we do the next thing, I could answer, I have no idea. None of that is important now. As they stand in the presence of their Lord one last time, the soon-to-be-commissioned apostles ask the question, is this the time? They want to know what to expect next. They want to know if it's time to go yet. They want to know if they should pack up and be ready for what's to come. And Jesus' answer reveals the anxiety buried just under the surface of their question. Jesus tells them, it is not for you to know times or the seasons of God's plan. You see, Jesus hopes to unbind them and rid them of the anxious burden of time that weighs them down. As he cautioned Martha before, when he gently reprimanded her, anxiously fussing about the house, getting things ready for whatever was coming next, Martha, Martha, you are worried about a great many things. Come and choose the better part of resting in the moment. Here the apostles, not unlike Martha, are fussing about. Their minds are racing here and there, worried about the government and society and a revolution and a war and homelands and restoring the kingdom to Israel. Is this the time, they ask? But Jesus wants them not to look to the future, not to worry about what's to come. Rather, live in the moment. Look to what needs to be done here and now, and how God will equip you with the Holy Spirit. This weekend marks the 40th anniversary of the movie The Empire Strikes Back, the sequel to the original Star Wars. In it, Luke Skywalker travels to meet Yoda, whom he hopes will train him in the ways of the Jedi. Only Luke's eagerness to find Yoda, his anxiety about when his training will start and how long it will take, doesn't sit well with the little green creature, still unknown to Luke, as his new master. Yoda bemoans, "This one, a long time have I watched, all his life," as he looked away to the future, to the horizon, never his mind on where he was, what he was doing. Like many of us, Luke has longed for transformation in the world, an end to the empire, an opportunity to become great. Only Yoda has to teach Luke that in the moment, there is opportunity aplenty, if only he will slow down long enough to see it. "It's not for you to know the times and the seasons," Jesus says. "Instead, stay alert. Watch out for what's happening right now. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will become my witnesses. You will be the ones to share my message with your neighbors, people in your community, and into the entire world." This isn't something Jesus says that we have to wait for. This isn't something that we can expect to happen, but rather it's something that happens right now. Like the masterpieces being created in the art barn at camp, right now, before the bell rings, God is calling us to create art, to share joy, to live and give love and beauty to the world right here, right now, in this moment. It's easy to think that we have to wait for God to show us the way. We might think that during these days of stay-at-home directives and physical distancing, that we have to wait. We might even cry out to God, "When will it be over? When will it be time to start again?" Jesus says, "Now is the time. Now you have been given power by the Holy Spirit. Now you are my witnesses." Perhaps you know someone who could really use a phone call of encouragement. Now is the time to make that call. Perhaps you know a group in your community that is helping folks who are out of work or struggling to keep their business afloat. Now is the time to lend a hand, to volunteer, maybe even write a check. Perhaps you have a friend who needs to get out and enjoy life. Now is the time to make that date, even a physically distanced date, to toss the frisbee or to share a glass of wine. Perhaps you yourself don't think that life is worth living anymore. Now is the time to know that God doesn't make junk and will never think of you as worthless. The stopwatch of our world is ticking away. Sometimes we think it's running down to a time of zeros, when an alarm will sound, time will be up, and all good things will be forgotten. But instead, the stopwatch runs on. It's counting our steps as we race around the track to create a masterpiece at the art barn or spend much-needed time with those in need. Sure, the bell's going to ring at some time, but that doesn't really matter now. What matters is that we have this time right now, this time with all its joys and sorrows, to delight in the work and the play that the Holy Spirit is calling us to. Forget the clock. Lose the wristwatch. Jesus has time for you now.